Back to sport now, and Cork is looking to its camogie players to bring home championship glory this weekend as the senior Rebels chase the double and the county's intermediate players also seek glory. This will be the senior team's fourth All-Ireland final in 4 years, and they're determined that the O'Duffy Cup is coming south after Sunday's clash against rivals Galway.
Flooding in the aftermath of Storm Babette may have wreaked havoc on their grounds last year, but this week, Sarsfield's GAA club in Glanmire, home to senior camogie captain and goalkeeper Molly Lynch, is proudly awash with the red and white colours of Cork.
Come on, Cork!
Why is it special to collect the names and the autographs? I mean, they're amazing, aren't they?
Yeah, because like you could be doing that someday.
This Sunday, the county takes on Galway in a bid to secure the double and its 30th All-Ireland camogie title. Younger players here in no doubt that the O'Duffy Cup is on its way back to the rebel county.
Honestly, it will be a tough game, but honestly, for both sides, I give the best love, especially for Cork, but like, we'll see how it goes.
If they play like they did against Dublin, I say they'll win by a good 3 or 4 points.
What about you?
I think they're going to do great.
What advice would you give them?
Just try the hardest.
With four players from SARS on the senior panel and two on the intermediate, the club's camogie manager, Tygoag Lynch, says there's huge excitement ahead of Sunday's finals.
So will many be travelling Sunday now? I mean, your own daughter, Molly, will be captaining the Cork side, which is a great tribute to her and to her family and to you.
Yeah, look, it's a huge honour for us. I mean, she's living the dream, really. But, I mean, it's just a testament to the work that's gone into the club, because Molly has that honour because we won the county championship last year as a club. So the work that's gone in over the last 15 years has given her that honour, like, you know. So, yeah, I think there's big numbers planning on travelling up. And as you can see, the excitement, and we're really, really looking forward to it. So it's going to be a super day.
She also made another target last Sunday, didn't she? Tell me a little about that.
Yeah, the puck fada. So she achieved 4 in a row of senior titles. So she got a slow start on Sunday, but did recover and competed really well on the back line coming back in, you know, so she's delighted, yeah.
I say 1, 2, 3, you're going to say best of luck, Orla. 1, 2, 3.
Across the city at St Finbar's GAA club, official Claire Harrington is helping younger members record messages of support for the club's 5 senior and 3 intermediate players.
It's great for the girls to be able to see it, and I suppose they all know the girls because a lot of the girls go into the school's coaching, or else they've been their coaches here in Cool Camp as well. So a lot of the girls know the girls here as well, and it's great for them to have such positive role models here as well.
If you had any advice for them, what would you say?
Keep your head up in the game and bring it home.
Jim O'Connor, 9 All-Irelands and what is it, 11 All-Stars. You know what it's like to be walking out onto that pitch on Sunday. How do you reckon Cork will do?
It could go either way, I think Galway are starting to come right, but it should be an interesting battle, but look, you'd have to favour Cork.
That's my passion and I couldn't live without it. You can do it like we do it, don't doubt it.
At the cabin on Cork's north side, some of the young rappers behind this summer's unexpected chart-topping hit have no doubt too that Cork has the spark.
If they find their spark, you reckon they can do it?
Anything. They can do anything.
And that's what it's about, isn't it? Never to give up.
Yeah, never give up and just keep going. We're in Glasgow for a TV show, I think it is.
Yeah. Game show.
A game show. And so, sadly, we won't be here for the match.
What your message is?
I think you should go onto the pitch and try your best. Yeah, anything's possible. As Sophia said, like, just search for your spark and you'll find it.
Everybody in the crowd start bouncing, think you can stop what we do. I doubt it. We got the energy, we'll tell you all about it. I searched for my spark and I found it. Everybody in the crowd start bouncing, you're dragons!
Weren't they brilliant? Certainly have their spark there. That was Sophia, Rio, Brooke and Zoe, members of Cabin Crew, finishing that report from Cork from Jenny O'Sullivan.